Support for KPLU comes from the Museum of Flight, all year celebrating 100 years of Boeing innovations and the Seattle culture, with live performances and new exhibits monthly. Details at museumofflight.org.
We're ready to go for another great live studio session here on 88.5 KPLU, a live Jazz Caliente, our Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock, ray of sunshine, and we have something very special today. It is Ann Reynolds and Clave Gringa.
Thank you.
Ann Reynolds, Clave Gringa. And thank you so much for that. I know you referred to that tune, Ann, as an Eddie Palmieri style piece.
Yeah.
And I could hear that,
yeah.
You know, his style coming through there. Mm-hmm. What was that called?
That was No Necesito un Nombre.
That's wonderful.
And, Eddie Palmieri-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yes. For those who don't know, Eddie Palmieri, one of the gods of Latin jazz, a marvelous pianist and composer, and he has a very percussive style of playing. So, tell me, Anne, first of all, let's hear who these wonderful musicians you brought with you today.
Okay, so today we've got the quartet in the studio here. So we've got Dean Schmidt on bass, Steve Smith on congas, bongo, and a bunch of stuff over there. He's our percussionist today. Kiki Valera on the cuatro, that's a Cuban-derived instrument. And myself, Ann Reynolds, on piano.
Great. The origin of the name of the band. Now, clave, of course, is the basic Cuban rhythm. Could you demonstrate? Somebody demonstrate clave for me.
Steve.
Great.
There it is, clave, yes. So clave is the heart of Cuban music, and that's what Clave Gringa plays, and plays my compositions that are Cuban-based. And gringa, because I admit it, I'm gringa. I have no Latina in blood in me, so.
But you've become an honorary Cuban, though.
I'm an honorary Cuban,
you
I
are.
Think.
Okay.
Right?
Kiki Valera is Cuban, and he says yes, so that suits us.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you studied classical piano and popular piano.
I did. Which, I started playing when I was about 7 years old.
Yeah.
And, I took a variety of types of lessons when I was young, sort of from the neighborhood piano teacher. It wasn't really serious study until I got to college. And then I studied classical music a little bit in college. And then I went off and became a biologist. And and then I moved to Seattle and I started playing jazz. And that was about in the 90s. And then in 2000, I went to Cuba. And then that changed my life and changed my musical life.
You actually studied at the great National...
Yes, the National School for the Arts in Havana.
Wow.
Yes. 2 weeks every year I've been going for about 14, 15 years.
Wow.
14, 15 times, yeah.
How incredible.
Yeah,
it's amazing. They produce some amazing musicians.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It was a great experience. Teachers there were awesome, and they were so generous, and they just really wanted to help you learn the music.
Yeah.
And they have approved of my music, so that's nice. And actually, when we were there, we would, as a group of students, we would start out, and the Cubans would play for us the first day, and we'd all be totally blown away. These are students from like middle school through high school, and they were phenomenal musicians. And so then we go like, whoa, what are we doing here? But then we had our 2 weeks of study, and at the end of it, we did a presentation, and our audience was the students at the school. And 1 year after I'd been composing a little bit, I brought this tune down, and we played it in the final performance. And I knew I'd done something right when 2 measures into it, they all started clapping and dancing. And I said, this is it. This is it. This is what Cuban music is about.
Well, our guests here today were chair dancing because that's all the room we have in here. So, yeah, you got it. Let's hear another tune. What shall it be?
Okay. We're going to do a tune that is called Compasión. And it takes in a little bit of the Spanish side, the Spanish influence in Cuba, starting with a little bit of the flamenco out of southern Spain. So this is Compasión. It gets very Cuban at the end, though. Thank you.
Wonderful. Clave gringa, compasión. We should mention that everything you're playing today is on your CD, which is your love letter to Cuba, and it's called
Para Cuba con Amor.
And it's a wonderful CD. You have your core band on it, and you also have lots of special guests, too.
Yes, yes, lots and lots. I pulled in most of Kiki's family. La Familia Valera Miranda was performing in the Earshot Festival a couple years ago. And I said, hey, how about recording a tune with me? So they learned a tune and recorded it with me, so that was awesome. And a lot of other percussionists are on that mm-hmm. recording as well. And Daniel Berry on trumpet, Toby Stone on saxophone, Naomi Siegel on trombone. Yeah, I just pulled in a whole bunch of people. They're all my compositions, and I just wanted to do the best job that I could with those compositions.
Well, it's a marvelous CD. That, writing all of that, putting that all together, what a huge project.
It was big, but it feels really good. It feels really good to have done it, yeah.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you being here for our live Jazz Caliente.
It's great. I love Jazz Caliente.
Thank you. Okay. Let's see. That was Spanish influence.
Yes.
Okay. You've got something with a little more African influence
so,
up next.
Just sort of put in a very simplistic way, we think about the music of Cuba having its major influences from Spain and Africa. There are other influences as well. And as one of my teachers pointed out to me, Spain is a big country and Africa is a huge continent. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of different places from each of those locales. But a lot of the African rhythms come over. And the one we're going to do now, Sol y Luz, is based on some of the folkloric rhythms that are used in the Santeria religion there and come out of Nigeria area.
Okay.
So this is called Sol y Luz.